the seed for the forum come from? Because I've gone to meet the festival and the costume warehouse tours, and I've always found the audiences to be very well informed and quite insightful in their questions.
Oh, yes, it is always amazing to see how informed our audiences are. They love theater. They absolutely know what they're talking about. They're so informed, so educated, such theater lovers. Actors love to come and perform here because it is such a the audience is such a great audience for them. But the idea for the forum came from Anthony Cimolino, who is our new artistic director. He's been with the theater for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Before this, he was our general director. Before that, he was general manager. Before that, he was a director and an assistant director and an actor all the way back to the 80s.
I saw him in Romeo and Juliet.
There you go. That was that was his big role opposite Megan Follows.
That's right.
1988,
Yeah, that's right.
And so Anthony, when he took over as artistic director, had a couple of things he wanted to really focus on. Central, of course, is putting the actor and the text front and center. So text and talent, as they say, which is fantastic. And then something that he calls the lab, which is where we're going to develop new work and also experiment with classics from other cultures and with the classics from our own culture, but in new ways. And so that's to do with the company and the festival as a whole.
Right.
And then to do with the public, the third initiative was the forum. And that was, in a way, what the lab is to people who work and perform here. The forum is to people who come to the festival. So he wanted to enrich the play-going experience by offering events that bring the themes of classical theater into today's world, that recognize how all of these themes are alive today and active. And it stemmed largely, or partly, I should say, from his experience with The Grapes of Wrath. And when he was doing that show, which was just a couple of seasons ago, he had the people from agricultural workers unions come in to talk, migrant farmers come in and talk to the actors as they prepared. And he said everything changed the moment they saw how alive the issues in The Grapes of Wrath were in our society, and not just our society at large,
but
here in Stratford, in our surrounding area, the migrant workers who were really, not being treated equally. So as that had a huge impact on the cast and on Anthony, of course, talking to these people, then we had dust storms in the southern states for the first time since since the time of Grapes of Wrath, the 1930s, happening. And then the Arab Spring activity started to happen as well in the world. And what he thought was, all of these things are breaking out around us in the world, and we have no way to react to that as a theater. We have no way to talk about those issues to make the play living today other than to present it. And so he wanted to start the forum. And, of course, as you mentioned, it has a huge backstory at the festival because we have been doing so many enrichment activities for so long and so successfully. What he wanted to do was expand on those so that it was the talks and panels and whatnot. We're not talking specifically about the play, but also about the themes of the play in the world today.
Right.
And then he also wanted to expand it beyond just talks and information to music and comedy and visual art and dance and movement and all of these things so that you could explore these things in a variety of ways. The idea that Guthrie had when in the founding years of the festival was that when people come to Stratford, they get away from everything. They have a chance to free their brain, to think about what's on stage. And I know I've heard Anthony say when you walk out of a theater into Times Square, New York, the drama that unfolds out there is often bigger than the drama you've seen in the festival, but seen in the theater. But at the festival in Stratford, you walk out to a very bucolic scene, mm-hmm. very peaceful. The swans are gliding by on the river. There's not traffic to deal with. It's you really have the time to think, to feel the things that's awakened in you, and plan the playbill around a number of themes each year,
mm-hmm.
and then use those themes to design the events for the forum. So this year, there are about six themes that we've been working with that emerged from the plays. And most significantly among them is communities divided, and the role of the outsider within those communities.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see that in Fiddler on the Roof,
right.
in Romeo and Juliet,
mm-hmm.
in Othello, very, very obviously in those shows. But then there are other themes that you can link. If you go and see Romeo and Juliet and go and see Fiddler on the Roof,
right.
the themes of fathers and daughters and those relationships, the traditions of family are very clear,
right.
generational differences. Church and State in Measure for Measure and Mary Stuart.
Mm-hmm.
So there are all of these themes that you can explore, and then you can also hear great people speak about them. So yesterday
right.
I went to hear Jordan Peterson talk about the necessity of virtue.
Right.
I had no idea what I was going to hear. And it was a fascinating hour. I was
right.
so glad I went. And all of the people in the audience were glad to be there. There were about 70 people, so mm-hmm. it was jam-packed. It was in the lobby of the festival.
Yeah, and that's great.
And he's a psychologist from the University of Toronto,
mm-hmm.
and he talked about human nature. He talked yep. about morality.
Yes.
And how,
big
you know,
theme.
The strict morality of Angelo in Measure for Measure mm-hmm. isn't really the way to rule. You can't be too strict. You have to have flexibility, and that's why the Duke is the better ruler. But this the background he gave us on human development, on you know, experiments with rats and how they play with each other and battle each other and come to agreements on things, the cooperation that's needed for the development of the human mind.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was absolutely fascinating. I know tonight we're going to have Stand Off, which is a stand-up comedy competition
yes,
with
yeah.
fabulous comics.
Yeah.
And they're going to do routines that come out of the themes of the season.
Right, yeah.
We have John DeShastlin, who was the head of Canada's military. He was also involved with the United Nations, and
yes.
he played a key role in the peace process in Northern Ireland. And he's
yes,
going to come and
yeah.
talk about how that peace, how being a peacekeeper
isn't so easy.
Yeah, well, he's going to talk about that. His experiences, but then he's going to relate it back to the prince in Romeo and Juliet.
Which I think is brilliant. I, you know, the way the themes of the plays are connected to the events is nothing short of brilliant. And you can do, like, there's so many things you can do. Like, I was amazed. You can, you know, if you want to learn how to play a riff from Tommy, you can do that. If you want to explore, like, you know, explore inside the musical scores, like Shakespeare and what was Adam Gopnik like?
Oh,
I mean, that happened on May the 31st.
Yeah.
But...
Oh, absolutely wonderful. He spoke about Shakespeare and feasting. And
yeah.
he also was
theme.
Here, was one of those, you know, wonderful bits of synchronicity when we were first talking to him about coming to Stratford and doing that.
Mm-hmm.
He talked, he said, well, you know, my father-in-law did a documentary on the festival, and all of us perked up and said, the Stratford Adventure? The Stratford Adventure, of course, was a National Film Board film
yes.
made in 1954 about the founding of the festival.
Yeah.
It was nominated for an Academy Award. And his father-in-law had directed it. His mother-in-law had worked on it. His father-in-law at 94 is still alive. Morton Parker, his father-in-law, came down. We did a screening during opening week of
mm-hmm.
the Stratford Adventure, and then he did a talk-back session. So, you know, these things happen, and, of course, Adam Gopnik was there for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many things like that that unfold and that that happen. We had Tim Carroll, our director of Romeo
director.
And Juliet,
yes.
talking about original pronunciation, and he did workshops with the actors and staff, but also with the public through the forum, so you could learn about that.
Mm-hmm.
Theater artists displaced by war, you know, what it's like to be an exile.
Mm-hmm. Empty Space, Majdi, I've known him for years. Very brilliant director, and this is a really great, this is a fabulous talk. I mean, This is very relevant too.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, and that of course is on June 14th. So, we have for June, July, and August there are events playing of our forum events planned for the entire season.
Yeah, usually the second week of the month,
but,
right?
But no, they're throughout the entire season.
Okay.
But we also have the what we're calling forum forays.
Yes.
And they are just a condensed period. You know, some of them are, the August one isn't just a week, it's more like 11 days.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
There are lots of, so June 12th to 16th, there are, a concentrated number of events.
Mm-hmm.
July 9th to 14th,
mm-hmm.
and August 9th to 18th.
Right.
So you have a real opportunity to come, if you choose to come to this festival during those times, you're going to have a huge number of events to choose from, and I think people are really going to have a terrific experience in Stratford. They really will get away from it. They will think, and it's just so nice to, have new thoughts coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
Psychoanalysis and Shakespeare. That's another talk.
Oh, I know.
Shakespeare and astrology.
I saw that. I went, well, fate plays a big role in Romeo and Juliet. You know, it's like all these great themes, and it takes. Sometimes people go to theater and they think, you know, it's an escapist activity and it's like you're in a bubble and then you go out to the... This connects the... this breaks all the barriers.
Yes.
So the audience, I'm sure it's good for the actors too.
Oh, it's just, it's great for everyone. It gets everybody thinking and excited to be here.
Can we talk a little bit about wordplay? This is, Beckett is one of my all-time favorite plays, and this is happening this week.
Absolutely. Garrett Wynne Davies is presenting a new series for the Forum of play readings,
mm-hmm.
and he, of course, has this marvelous company to do it with him. So they are going to be doing Beckett this week, and Comfior and Martha Henry are going to be there, along with other members of the company, and of course, Garrett Wynne Davies, to do
mm-hmm.
these readings. A whole series of them planned. They're doing another one that I'm really looking forward to is Shakespeare's Lost Play, and I can't think of the name, Caradagio? Anyway, I shouldn't say it because I can't remember what it's called, and I should. Don't have it in front of me here. But there's a series of these that will happen throughout the season as well.
Which
an amazing talent, and just a chance to see some shows in a more simple format than on stage.
Yes, and this is also a great use of the studio theater and a way to introduce audiences that haven't been there.
Absolutely.
Help them discover the festival's newest space, which I love.
Yeah, and I ran into a young theater student after the Forum event yesterday, and she was just so enthusiastic and said, you know, people have to start coming.
Mm-hmm.
Students have to start coming as well because they don't know what they're missing.
Well, it's great.
And, we have had great attendance, but it is like theater, it's ephemeral. You
mm-hmm.
you have to be there to catch it, and I really think people are going to be disappointed if they haven't made an effort to come to some of these events.
The other thing is they're very reasonably priced.
They are, yes, absolutely.
You know,
from free up to about $25, and
yeah.
a lot we're trying to keep at that $10 price point.
Which is great. Can we talk a little, we did sort of mention the laboratory in vitro at the beginning. This also shapes the audiences of tomorrow, workshopping the plays and stories of people from other cultures and bringing them into, you know, today's theater fabric and about the creative process. Can you
Absolutely.
Speak
I mean,
to
this
a little bit
that's
more?
The idea. Canada is, of course, a changing society.
Mm-hmm.
We always have been a society of immigrants, and
mm-hmm.
It's very different from the society of immigrants in the United States. We honor where we come from, and we have a very different makeup, a societal makeup, than the United States does. So it's important for us to explore the classics of other cultures that are a growing part of our society here. And we have so many incredible playwrights from so many incredible
mm-hmm.
cultures here. And Anthony is reaching out to them and getting them to work on projects that touch them as immigrants. I think there's going to be some interesting work that goes on there
mm-hmm.
because they blend, they blend their Canadian experience with their their family culture.
Yes.
I haven't seen anything yet. As I said, that's sort of behind the doors of the festival. That's something that's happening in the rehearsal halls, and it's going to be fascinating to see what emerges, because that work will come to the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of it, but it will, at the very least, inform the work on our stages, and I think it's going to make us all the richer for the work that's being done.
I have a couple more questions. How is the advent of Facebook and Twitter? That must be amazing, because you've been at the festival for a while. So how did that impact you?
Facebook and Twitter, people are very active. We have tons of followers, I must say. You know, 35,000-45,000 people on Facebook, and thousands on Twitter as well. And it's great for people to talk amongst themselves.
Yes.
Start the conversation flowing, and I think it works really well with the forum, because that's what we want to do. We want people to be talking about ideas.
Yes.
And so we're going to live stream a number of the forum events as well.
Yeah, that's the other thing. That is great.
And I think that when you're dealing with social media, people have opted in. They want to talk to you, so you've got a captive audience of people that are interested in what you're talking about. And it's an opportunity for them to share their show experiences with others, and hopefully it means that somebody who ends up seeing a show or more than one show that they weren't planning on seeing because of what their fellow fans on Facebook and Twitter have said about the shows. Conversation is just such an important thing.
Theater is discourse, I always say that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So the more that happens on social media, the better as far as we're concerned.
Mm-hmm. I have one more question. Do you have a favorite piece of music? I ask all the actors this. I have been for years, so I'm asking you.
Favorite piece of music?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't give me a Swedish tenor.
There's a song that Tom Waits wrote for Ricky Lee Jones, Rainbow Sleeves. I love that song.
Okay. I will play that for you on the radio.
Excellent.
I just want to thank you, unless you have anything else to add. Do you have anything else to add?
No, I think that's good. It's wonderful to talk to you, Carl.
Yes, you too. Thank you for so much for taking the time to talk to me. I really appreciate it.
Great to talk to you, and I hope we'll talk again soon.
Oh, yeah, anytime. Anything that's going on. Are there more forum events to be added?
Yeah, hopefully at 150 we are where we're going to be for the season. But the whole idea of the forum is that as things pop up in the news, in current affairs, culturally, we'll be able to deal with them in an interesting fashion. So hopefully we will be adding more.
Well, I'll give you a standing ovation. This is great. I wish you all the best for the forum, and I plan to check out some of them myself.
Oh, I hope so. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Places that you